Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
An upbeat Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the nation from Howard University after calling now President-elect Donald Trump. While acknowledging that many Americans fear what's coming, she told supporters not to give up and vowed to keep fighting for reproductive rights, democracy, and the rule of law. The fight for the House isn't finished, but seems to be trending Republican, which could give Trump's party full control of Congress, as well as a conservative majority Supreme Court. Outgoing Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell congratulated Trump on the win.
I think it was a referendum on the current administration, in part. People were just not happy with this administration, and the Democratic nominee obviously was a part of it.
Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is calling out the Democratic Party for their lackluster performance and blames part of it on ignoring the priorities of the working class.
They know that there's something wrong when 60% of our people live in paycheck to paycheck.
Edward Mitchell of the Council on American Islamic Relations pointed to a loss of Democratic support among Muslim and others opposed to the Gaza war. He urged Trump to fulfill his campaign pledge to pursue peace.
We're happy to engage with President-elect Trump if he's doing the right thing. And if he's doing something we think is wrong, we're happy to oppose him. That's our job.
Trump has said the war in Gaza wouldn't have happened if he were president, but also called on Israel to, quote, finish the job. Ballot measures to expand access to abortion won in 7 of the 10 states. In the case of Arizona, abortion up to fetal viability will now be a right under the state constitution. Undecided Arizona voter Bobby Hill told CNN abortion is important, but she questioned Harris's record on the issue.
I guess with her is, you've been in the office for 4 years. What have you done? You haven't done anything to benefit.
Former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he's ready to take a health policy role in a new Trump administration and says there are entire departments within the Food and Drug Administration that have to go.
In some categories of workers, there are entire departments like the nutrition departments at FDA that have to go, that are not doing their job. They're not protecting our kids.
The job of Health and Human Services Secretary requires Senate confirmation, which might be hard for Kennedy to get. He might take another position that doesn't require confirmation. Finally, Puerto Rico voters want the island's political status reconsidered. Nearly 60% voted for a ballot referendum on becoming a state. George Laws Garcia with the Puerto Rico Statehood Council says Puerto Ricans are American citizens, and Congress should see they want full democracy, federal voting rights, and equality.
The admission of Puerto Rico as a state of the Union would automatically fully enfranchise the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?